Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Attorney General Keith Ellison and 21 other states are celebrating the win of a court order that temporarily blocks the federal government from demanding personal information on millions of SNAP recipients. The coalition sued in July over what Ellison says is a clear violation of the law. The restraining order prevents the Trump administration from collecting sensitive data, including Social Security numbers, addresses, and immigration statuses, and stops threats to cut SNAP funding. Over 53,000 Minnesota students got past the barriers of tuition in the 2024-25 school year, thanks to the launch of the North Star Promise Program. Office of Higher Education spokesman Keith Hovis says the program offers financial aid for in-state students with an adjusted gross income of less than $80,000 a year, giving them the final bump they need to attend classes.
We're not talking about a program that's covering the entire tuition bill, $15,000, $16,000, what people hear when they hear about tuition. This is really just covering that remaining amount, ensuring that final financial barrier for students is removed.
Hovis says the average amount students received was $1,716 a semester. A group of state senators just wrapped up a tour of future bonding projects in southern Minnesota. DFL Senator Nick Frentz of North Mankato says in his district, they need a new control tower for the Mankato Airport.
Folks may not know, this is the second busiest airport in Minnesota. Right now, the airport does not have a classic style control tower, which makes it necessary for them to move slower and with less efficiency in order to provide the maximum safety.
Frentz says the aviation program at Minnesota State Mankato is a big reason why air traffic is so busy in Mankato and why a new control tower is needed. In other headlines, officials at the Minnesota Board of Animal Health say they're on guard after this week's confirmation of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a 20,000 tom turkey flock in Redwood County. Dr. Shauna Voss says fall migration is a high-risk period for bird flu.
Because they're moving through the states and they're bringing viruses with them. And so that's when we most likely will see introductions. And so we were expecting that we might see some cases this fall.
Voss says the detection in Redwood County marks the first time the virus has affected the state since April. Governor Tim Walz is hosting a re-election campaign rally this evening in downtown Minneapolis. His campaign says Governor Walz has led with a strong record of results. He's looking to become the first Minnesota governor to win three terms. Republican challengers include Representative Kristen Robbins, former Senator Scott Jensen, and Kendall Qualls. This is MNN.